بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this blessed month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed, in which the believers all over the world turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have already past the first 10 days and we are into the second 10 days. And before we know it, we will be performing Salatul Eid. So what we have to do is we have to maximize our efforts in the remaining days of the month of Ramadan. I remember standing over here a few Fridays ago. It was the month of Rajab. And the talk was about the preparation of Ramadan. And it feels like yesterday. So this is how swiftly the month of Ramadan is passing by us. So we have to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. Who knows whether we will get the opportunity to have another Ramadan. And one thing we hear many times is that someone who passes away in the month of Ramadan, it's a very, very blessed death. Yes, indeed, it's a very, very blessed death. But if you look at what the Salaf have said and what they wanted their death to be in Shawwal, after the month of Ramadan. So we find that Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, passed away on the day of Eid. So they could take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan and then go to their grave. So this is how blessed these days are. If only we knew the true value, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. Today's khutbah is regarding dua, a continuation of what was mentioned last week by the Imam Sahib. Many times we hear from the minbar that we should engage in dua and we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this month especially, we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend the blessed moments raising our hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for our needs and the needs for the ummah. So in today's khutbah, we will go through some of the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Many people, they don't know how to make du'a. They don't have the practice of making du'a. And that's why we find that after 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, we are stuck in our dua. That now what should we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How should we make dua? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has taught us many, many du'as, the words to use, the things to ask for. And the Quran also mentions the du'as, and these du'as are mentioned and have been compiled in books. We have one book over here, Al-Hizbul Azam. In that, all the du'as from the Quran and Sunnah. It's a small book. The du'as from the Quran and Sunnah have been mentioned. So one thing we should do is not only read those du'as which have been mentioned in that book, which are from the Quran and Sunnah, but we should also ponder on the words of the du'as. Sometimes just sit with that kitab, with that book, and then ponder on the words of these du'as, that what has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us? How is he making du'a? How is he making du'a? How did he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What were the things that he was asking for? And then we try to emulate them. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, علمني شيئا أسأله الله عز وجل. He said that, teach me something that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach me something which I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, teach me a dua. What should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's the topic of today's khutbah, that what should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salillah al-afiyah. That ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Afiyah means that a person is safe. Ask him for safety. Safety from what? Safety from all types of trials and tribulations. The trials and tribulations of this dunya and the trials and tribulations of the akhirah. A very concise but meaningful, full of meaning, this dua. So he said to him that, Salillah al-afiyah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. And then he says, فَمَكَثْتُ أَيَّامًا ثُمَّ جِئْتُ. I remained for a few days, but I wasn't satisfied with this. I wanted something more. So I came after a few days, I came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I asked him that, عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهِ. That, teach me something which I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach me a dua that I should make regularly. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulillah, O Abbas, O the uncle of the Messenger of Allah. This time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him differently to show him the importance of what he is about to say. And then he said to him again, Salillah al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. That ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah in the dunya and akhirah. Again, he mentioned the same thing to show him the importance that this is a very, very important thing to ask. When we are making dua, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Safety from every type of trial and tribulation, every type of fitna, which is going to affect us in the dunya and in the akhirah. So this is one narration which Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned. In the riwayat of Bukhari from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'awwadhu billahi min jahdil bala. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba, and he said to the Sahaba that, seek protection from every type of tribulation, every type of trial. وَدَرْكِ الشَّقَى وَسُوءِ الْقَضَى وَشَمَاتَةِ الْأَعْدَى. So this is also a dua which we can make. Then there is the dua of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which again is the dua found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يُعَلِّمُنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach us these words, meaning this dua was taught directly by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some duas are those duas which were made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have been collected in the books as well. And some of the duas are those duas which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the Sahaba to make. So these are duas which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the Sahaba to make. So, in this dua, he said that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he says, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ كَمَا تُعَلَّمُ الْكِتَابَةَ. Just like how writing is taught, you know, when the child goes to school, and how much effort is made to teach a child how to read, how to write. That much effort was made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us these words. Again, showing the importance of these words. And then he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhli. One of the du'as to make, O Allah, I seek your protection from miserliness. Min al-bukhli, from stinginess. Wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni. And I seek your protection from being a coward. Wa a'udhu bika an nuradda ila ardhal al-umur. And I seek your protection that I am returned to an age of complete dependence. Ardalul Umur is that age where a person reaches an age where he is completely dependent and he has lost some capacity of his mind. meaning he can't understand properly. He doesn't know what he is doing. He has almost gone in reverse. He becomes like a baby. So again, protection from this has been taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that oh Allah, protect me from this reaching this type of age as well, that even in my old age I am still sane, I still have the mental capacity. This is extremely important. So this is a dua which we should include in our duas as well. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا, and I seek your protection from the fitna, the trial and the tribulation of the dunya. وَعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, and I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave. So this dua, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And then in turn, and this is something that we have to bring into our life as well, Amr ibn Maymun rahimahullah, he says that kana Sa'dun yu'allimu banihi ha'ula'il kalimat. That Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, again this is the riwayat of Bukhari, he says that Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach his children these words. You know how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the words? He used to teach his children these words. Kama yu'allimul mu'allimul ghilman al-kitabah. Just like the teacher teaches children how to write and read. So Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the same diligence, with the same effort, taught his own children these same words. And then he used to say, وَيَقُولْ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَتَعَوَّذُ مِنْهُنَّ دُبُرَ الصَّلَاةِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from these things after salah. And then the same dua is mentioned, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنَ رُدَّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Another dua, and another thing we should keep in mind, that when we make dua, Mufti Taqi Sahib Hafidhahullah has mentioned this in one of his bayans, and he says that when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should make dua knowing and thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. So we shouldn't only make dua for small things. Oh Allah, give me Jannah. No. Oh Allah, give me Jannah. No, Allah, give me the highest rank in Jannah. And again, this is something which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. That when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask for Firdaus. Why? Because it is the highest of Jannah and it is the best of Jannah. فَإِنَّهُ أَوْسَطُ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْلَاهَا. So again, this is something that has been mentioned, that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why one sahabi, when he was doing the khidmah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after doing the khidmah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that ask, meaning ask whatever you want. His name was Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The riwayat is in Muslim. He said ask. So I said, أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That I ask you for your company in Jannah. I ask you for your company in Jannah. So again, Mufti Taqi Sahib was mentioning that this is also that something we should be asking. We shouldn't think that me and being in the company of the Anbiya, no. Maybe you are not worthy of that, but the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. If we ask sincerely, then this can become a reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make means towards this. So these are some of the things that have been mentioned. And one final thing, that we should make dua for everyone who has a right over us, especially the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, the Salaf, the scholars, and our parents as well. For those of us whose parents are alive, the dua mentioned in the Quran can be used for parents who are alive and passed away as well. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These are some of the du'as which are mentioned in the Quran. And the other thing that we should do for our parents, especially those of us whose parents have passed away, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah azza wa jal, he raises the ranks of a pious slave in Jannah. And then that person asks that, Ya Rabbi, anna li hadihi, that where did this raising of ranks come from? Meaning, I have passed away now, I can't do any amal, but my rank in Jannah is being raised. From where is this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then replies, فَيَقُولُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ. Because your children and your child is making istighfar for you, I am raising your ranks. So making istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shortcomings of our parents is also something that we should include in our du'as. And lastly, before we conclude, one thing to keep in mind is that the time for du'a, a fasting person's du'a is accepted, but there are certain times in which there is more emphasis. And one time is before iftar, and especially on the day of Friday, because on the day of Friday there is a time in which du'as are accepted, and the majority of the scholars are of the opinion that it's between Asr and Maghrib, and especially towards Maghrib time. So in the last part of Asr time. So this is a very, very blessed time. Already on the day of Friday, it's a very blessed time. And then in the month of Ramadan, it becomes extra blessed. And sometimes we see that there are 10 minutes left and 15 minutes left, and the brothers are still talking or busy in distributing the dates. All of this should be done beforehand. It should be done 15 minutes before Maghrib Salah. And those who are reciting the Quran as well, Alhamdulillah, this is a great ibadah, but this is also the time for dua. So it would be better if you recite the Quran at another time, and then the whole masjid can engage in dua at the same time. So those who are engaged in dua at the front are not disturbed by those who are reciting the Quran, and everyone is doing the same thing. So this is something to keep in mind as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If all the brothers can stand up from the first of to the last of and just fill in the gaps so the people in the corridor can have some space as well. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasul. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
Like it was mentioned last week as well, that Alhamdulillah, the masjid has been running for over 4 years. We opened in 2019. And to help with the running costs of the masjid and the madrasa, this Ramadan we have a fundraising campaign challenge in which we are looking for 300 individuals to raise £300 each. So on the face of it, it looks like a large amount. But when you break it down, that's asking 10 family members, family and friends, for £30 each. Or even if you break it down even more, then £1 a day, like it's mentioned over there, for 10 individuals. So the leaflets will be distributed. Everyone can register by scanning the QR code, or there is a form on the back of the leaflet as well. You can fill in your details and hand it in the office. Please donate generously. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعلموا أن من أعظم النعم التي أنعم الله بها على عباده هي نعمة الدعاء فمن يدعو الله بصدق وإخلاص يجد الإجابة والتيسير من الله وفي ضوء هذا فلنتعلم من سيرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن سلفنا الصالح فإنهم علمونا كيف ندعو الله ونتوسل إليه بأساليب صحيحة ومقبولة روى الترمذي عن العباس بن عبد المطلب وصححه قال قلت يا رسول الله علمني شيئا أسأل الله عز وجل قال سل الله العافية فمكثت أياما ثم جئت فقلت يا رسول الله علمني شيئا أسأله الله فقال لي يا عباس يا عم رسول الله سل الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة هذا الدعاء البسيط يحمل في طياته معاني عميقة فالعافية هي نعمة عظيمة تشمل سلامة الجسد والنفس والدين وهي أساس السعادة في الدنيا والآخرة فالعبد إذا سأل الله العافية فقد طلب خير الدنيا والآخرة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم كن معينا لهم. اللهم عليك بأعدائك وأعدائهم. اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم زلزل أقدامهم وشتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your sufuf and ensure that all the gaps are filled. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.